Okay, Tov. We're in right now Chodesh Elul, as we all know. In Chodesh Elul, one of the simanim, one of the hints to Chodesh Elul, is the pasuk Asher Lo Tzadav Elohim Ina Liyado V'Samti Lecha. Ina Liyado V'Samti Lecha is Roshei Tevot Elul. Right? It's the first letter of each word is Elul. So ask Chachamim, what is this pasuk? What is the pasuk even talking about? It's talking about an ir miklat, when a Jew kills unintentionally. It's talking about murder, when a Jew kills unintentionally. His punishment is he has to flee to an ir miklat, home base, and if not, the family of the person who was killed can kill him. Now if we look, it seems very strange. What does this pasuk have anything to do with Chodesh Elul, the month of Slichot? So if we look a little deeper, we know that, we look a little deeper, we find that there were, in Israel, six arei miklat. Three in Israel proper, and three on the east side of the Jordan, where there are only 2.5 shvatim, two shvatim. So Chachamim ask, why is it that there's so many arei miklat for two shvatim, two tribes, and there's so few on the other side of the Jordan in Israel, where there's so many tribes? If anything, we'd expect 5 and 1, so it's even. But Chachamim explained, no, b'gilad shchichei rotzchim, in that neighborhood where there were two shvatim, there were a lot of murderers. The question here is, obviously, these murders are intentional. Murderers killed on purpose. A person who kills on purpose doesn't get to go to an ir miklat. A person who kills on purpose, his punishment is death. So why is it that they have more arei miklat? It doesn't help us. But the answer, says Rav David Feinstein, is very deep. He says, in a place where there's a lot of murder every day, there's also going to be a lot more accidents every day. Because in a place where every single day you're exposed to violence, you're also not going to think to buckle your seatbelt. What's the big deal? Worst comes to worst, I crash, chas v'shalom. In a place where people are violent, they're also, on the day-to-day, they're also less careful on the day-to-day. And so more accidents will happen in the future. Now we can come back to Chodesh Elul. We see from this concept that what I see and what I'm exposed to every single day has an effect far into the future. In the place in Gilad, in the place where there's a lot of violence every day, there will be consequences in the future. There's more unintentional murders. Elul is a month where we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's very easy for a person to come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, like a lot of people unfortunately do. And they come there, they come to Shul on Erev Rosh Hashanah, they open the Sidur, they dust it off, and that's it. It's one day for them. Kippur is one day, that's it. I come to Shul one day a year. But Elul comes to, the month of Elul is a month of preparation. It comes to wake us up. We read Slichot, we blow the shofar, to wake us up and to make us aware that what's going to happen in the future, what's going to happen on Rosh Hashanah, what's going to happen Yom Kippur, we have the power to change today. That every single day, what we do, the actions we take, the little learning, the extra learning that we learn, the extra tefillot that we add, all of that as an effect, they add up, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we can come to Rosh Hashanah, come to Yom Kippur prepared, and Hashem should give us Chatimah Tova.
If anyone wants to, immediately after the Dvar Torah, do a very big mitzvah, a very big chesed. Make sure it's not on record.